The U.S. Air Force made the official announcement Tuesday that 16 state-of-the-art F-35 fighter jets would bed down at the Vermont National Guard base at the Burlington International Airport. The announcement had been anticipated and expected for weeks. While he was not surprised that Burlington was selected, opponent and member of the Stop the F-35 Coalition, Jimmy Lees, rails over the announcement.
We knew that the fix was in for basing the F-35 in Vermont because Senator Leahy, the most senior senator in the Senate, wants it, and he has a lot of influence over the Air Force budget and forced it on them. And it's not even good for the Vermont Air National Guard. This is a weapon of mass civilian destruction, and it should be stopped.
Fellow F-35 opponent, attorney James Dumont, says the sighting selection means years of litigation in state and federal courts.
The lawsuit that has been filed in state court focuses on the fact that the Vermont Air National Guard is a state agency, and they have to comply with state environmental law, which they have not done. The suit that will be filed will be a suit under federal law, under the National Environmental Policy Act, that will ask a federal judge to set aside the environmental impact statement that the Air Force prepared and start over. And if the F-35 comes to the Burlington Airport, those hundreds of people I represent will be among the many that eventually bring suit for damage to the property values.
GBIC President Frank Coffey expects opponents to keep filing lawsuits, but characterizes them as frivolous with no solid legal basis. Chaffee says having a successor plane for the retiring F-16 is crucial for the region's and Vermont's economic stability.
What that means is the retention of 1,100 jobs. In addition, they bring in today about a $54 million annual payroll associated with those jobs. And this is before you get into the economic multipliers that occur and the other job creation that occurs because we have those activities. And in addition to that, the Guard supplies the emergency and fire services for the Burlington International Airport that basically saves the airport about $2.6 million annually. So it is truly a significant infrastructure asset.
Green Ribbons for the F-35 spearheaded a campaign that saw more than 13,000 postcards of support sent to the U.S. Air Force. Creator Nicole Citro is ecstatic that the planes will be based at the Vermont Air Guard.
It solidifies the fact that the Vermont Air National Guard will have a continuing mission. So that means for the next easily 30 to 40 years, we know that this is going to be a strong, viable base as it's always been. And that secures those jobs, it secures the jobs that support the base, and it's going to mean a continued vibrant community, as it always has been.
Officials have said that the Air Force will work with surrounding communities to mitigate any concerns over sound and F-35 operations. But Jimmy Lees says the Stop the F-35 Coalition will continue a three-pronged approach to keep the planes from flying into the airfield.
There's the legal, and then we're going to continue to persuade the public that this airplane basing in Burlington is going to be dangerous. And then we're anticipating changing the composition of some of the people in public office through voting. So I'm sure we're going to stop it.
Nicole Citro believes opponents should work with the local communities rather than continuing a campaign of division.
We've got a good 6 years or more until we start seeing these jets fly into our airspace. Is this what they're going to do and continue to divide the community? The only people who are making happy are their lawyers. I don't think that that's good for the community.
According to the record of decision, the 18 F-35 aircraft are expected to begin arriving in Burlington in 2020. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.